Just like that, we are back. How's it going, as always? Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering, joined today by Dawn Newberry, the Dawn Newberry for Acquira Traffic. We're going to talk about the Acquira Back to Basics series this summer, kind of getting you in the ins and outs of everything Acquira. And I thought, who better than Dawn herself to be here? How's it going, Dawn?
Hey, Nate. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We got this ESPN little slight delay going on, but don't worry, we'll deal with that. As always, we have our chat open over here. How's it going, Mark? Hope all is well. Nice seeing you again. We have our chat open. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. We're on LinkedIn as well. Of course, if you want to see past videos, either Acquira or any of our products, you can check out rcsworks.com. Where is my little click there? There it is. rcsworks.com/rcs-live. That's our archive, over 150 videos for you to check out. And you might have noticed, too, the nice little calm, soothing clouds, because yes, we're in the cloud world these days with Zeta Cloud and Selectric Cloud as well. So if you're curious about any of the cloud solutions we have, either on-prem, in the cloud, or hybrid, we got you covered as well. Just reach out. We'll take care of you. But let's go dive right into it, and let's talk about Acquira. And Dawn, so I thought for this summer, we would do kind of a back-to-basic series, and the idea that just kind of review how we do things inside of, you know, Acquira, right? So I thought today, what better than to kick it off with adding a client?
Thanks, Nate. So client entry is probably the first thing that you need to do. So you have to walk through clients, you have to get those entered so that you can enter the contract that has the spots that go to the log, that then air and get ready.
Ooh, Dawn.
So you can invoice and send that back. And I have mine laid out. This is the layout that I like. You can sort this differently. You can pull in different columns by user and save it. But this is how I have mine laid out. And you can see I have clients. I have different statuses, lead, prospect, and client. There's three different types. And I'm going to first look at, I'll just pull up CityZoo, which is a lead client. And when I say lead, the difference between the three statuses, a lead client, if a sales rep's driving down the road, he sees a new business, he's like, hey, I'm going to call on them. He can go into Acquira or Acquira to go, enter that client with some just really basic information, so that if another sales rep is driving down the road, sees that new client, they can look in Acquira and see that it's already been claimed. And when you do put in that lead, you just get a very few tabs that you need to complete in order to just put in some really basic information. And you'll see here, I just have these tabs at the top. And then we also have prospect. So once that lead is active and you start calling on them, you can change them to a prospect. And once they're a prospect, you'll see there's different tabs, different information that you're going to need to pull in. And a prospect, you can go ahead and put in a proposal. With a lead client, you can't put in a proposal. You can't report on them. They're just there. Mm-hmm. A prospect, you can put in a proposal. You can choose and set up an Acquira to either wait to have that proposal submitted and approved until it's changed to a full client, which you can have somebody in your business department change them to a full client, but you can put that prospect in and they will get approved and they can be changed to a client. Once you do pull up prospect or client, you see this appear from that's not in the lead, and it's the type of client that it is. Advertiser and account, which to me is just a direct client. That means the advertiser is going to get the bill. If this was an agency client that had an agency that was handling their contracts, you would put in, I'll say Home Depot, because I know they have an agency. You would put Home Depot as the advertiser. Then you would set up the separate account or agency and attach that to Home Depot. But for these purposes, I'm just going to go with direct advertisement account. So once you do that, you'll see this information. You put in the physical address. Some of this information you don't is not required, but you would want like the postal address. So I've put in physical and I've checked, use it as the postal, and that automatically auto-populates here.
And that address does come into play down the road for invoicing, right, Dawn?
Right. This is the address that it will be sent to, this postal address. This tab here, this is for geolocation, and this comes into play in Acquira To Go. Mm-hmm. So when I click that, I get this information. And what that does, in Acquira To Go, we have a meeting planner that mm-hmm. contains all your appointments. So if you're going to go see this guy and call on him, if you need directions, this allows you to map it out and go to Google Maps from Acquira To Go to get that information.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool. Then you can put in their URL. You can put in the email address. This will be important if you want to do email invoicing for this client. That's the email address that those email invoices will go to. And then, of course, any other information you need, you assign the sales rep. And then here we have attributes. In Acquira, these are things that are not necessarily native to Acquira. These are things that maybe you want to see personally. I like to know the revenue type. Mm-hmm. Well, I can choose that. But these are things that you can set up that you want to report on and see differently.
And these are customizations inside of Acquira. So pretty much to summarize, if there's something you care about and it pertains to a client or other areas of Acquira, define the field and customize your Acquira, you know, environment.
Right. So then once you get that initial general tab set up, you're just going to walk through basically each tab. This is the advertiser. It's the general information about the advertiser. I have some defaults set up in my system. Mm-hmm. The direct client, they're not going to get a discount, so I have it set to zero, but you can certainly change that based on the discounts you have set up. Mm-hmm. Invoice due day, if that's going to be any different than, you know, the day that it's invoiced, you can control that here. Here's where you're going to put in the product, which of course comes into play when you do the log. That's going to be the separation to keep it from
conflict. And notice, by the way, that Dawn just did a little keyboard quick type for that exact product and that value. So those are all, again, customizations. You put those in your Acquira world and very quick little search. And you can do multiple attributes, right?
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
So because this is a direct a client, you'll see that the account, the person that's going to be responsible for the bill, has just automatically defaulted to itself. If this was an agency client, this is where I would choose that agency by mm-hmm. simply clicking that and choosing whatever agency it was. And you can have multiple. If this is a direct client, but sometimes they have an agency buy, you can certainly put that here as well. You can have multiple accounts.
Nice.
Here's the separation. So, and again, this goes to the log for conflicts. If you have a system setting, I think mine's like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the advertisers won't place within 20 minutes of each other, the same one. But if you wanted to maybe customize that and say, this guy, he's really asked me on this station, he wants long.
Yeah, an individual override, so to speak, on this one particular advertiser.
Right, exactly.
And Dawn, if only separation, what is separation in Acquira? If only there was a previous video that we had somewhere located in an archive called rcsworks.com/rcs-live that you could watch a video on Acquira and separation with Dawn and myself. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
There you go. Then you get to the account, which is the billing information. This is what's going to pertain to who gets the bill and what you need to do there. If you happen to charge tax, those would be set up on your initial setup and you can choose that. But I have mine defaulting to no tax. Mm-hmm. You can choose the billing frequency. So whatever I'm choosing here, when I put in a contract, all this information is going to just auto-populate. And again, if I wanted a discount, I could do that. One thing to note here is to be really sure when you're using discounts mm-hmm. that you don't double discount. If I put a discount on advertiser and account, then that would be like a double discount.
Yes.
You don't want that. Here's where you can tell if you need to stop this account, if they're in arrears, you know, if they're really behind, you can choose different things to say, okay, if there's a credit warning and there's a problem, when I put in a contract, do I want the user to get a warning? Do I want it to just not go any further? You can choose that here as well. And then here's some more of those attributes that I've set up in my database. I just like to see maybe if it's a cash in advance, different options. I can choose those here. For each.
I was going to say, Dawn, is it safe to say that when we do our onboarding with Acquire and we work with you and Lena and the Acquire team, we kind of go through like adding a client here and kind of showcasing. And this is those steps where we say, like, how do you enter a client? What is important information to you? And we add those customizations in here. So as we're doing the onboarding, we're talking about adding a client specifically. We work with you and your team to kind of work through those steps to say, oh, is that something you care about? We'll create a custom attribute and add that as part of your workflow.
Right. Absolutely. And you can add those at any time.
Yeah.
Here we have the balance summary. If you want to jump in and see the activity on a client, and because he's been in as a lead, he doesn't have any yet, but you would see this different information here. Transactions. If this were an active client, you could go in here and see all their invoices, payments, that different type of information. When you're first setting them up, you come in here, you can put in contacts, put in any information for those. I put here, he's the billing contact. This particular one is who you might talk to for the advertising.
Gotcha.
Calls. This comes into play if you have put in different calls for this advertiser. So I've set him up as a lead. That's when I was going to, you know, call on him. I wanted to present a package. So I've got that information here. I can see that in March, I talked to him again and he was interested in advertising. So now I would move forward and make this a prospect or a client.
And these aren't call letters. These are physical. Your was a history of when you called the clients, you can track the progress and see exactly where you are that particular client, right?
Right. And where these come from, Acquire interfaces with Microsoft Outlook and Calendar and Google Calendar. You can use that to put in your appointments. They'll show up on the Acquire calendar, but then they'll also show up in here and you can see the more detailed information.
Got that, Van? Any questions, let me know. We do have our chat open here. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. So you got a question, Van, let me know.
And these calls are also available in Acquire to go. Attachments. This is available in a couple of areas, and it's kind of cool. If there's something that you need to that you want to always see available with this client, you can attach it here. Anybody that has access can go in and access that attachment. Here are reports. This field is, I mentioned that we do email invoicing. I'm going to set up this client. He wants to always get his invoice emailed. He doesn't want it printed and coming through the mail. I can go in here. I can choose who's going to get that. Maybe I want it to also go to the sales rep. And you can add individual outside emails. I've added two other accounts here, but you can add multiple. So what happens, the process when accounting goes to post the invoices, because I have said these are the individuals that get that invoice in an email, it just automatically goes to those based on the email addresses. And here, this is one thing that's kind of cool. You can do it in multiple ways. Like if I have multiple invoices for this particular client, I can have 5 invoices and I would get 5 different emails. But I could choose here and say, I might have, I think it was this one here. I can have 5 invoices, but get 1 email.
Yeah. Again, customization.
Right. And then just briefly, here's the cloud. This interfaces with Triton. So if you happen to put in your digital contracts via Triton, this is how that would be accessed. You put in their code and off we go.
Yes.
And that.
And then, of course, we have the history too of the history of the changes on that client.
Yes. You can see when I put it in and anything that I may have done to it.
Nice. Last call for questions here. So any questions for Dawn or myself, let us know. Otherwise, we're doing an Acquire Back to Basics series talking about adding a client And we're going to do this in about every other week. So in 2 weeks, we're going to do another one. We're going to do how to add a contract and add spotlines. So we have some really good stuff coming in the pipeline for Acquira. Again, adding a client, adding spotlines and a contract, reconciliation, invoicing, some customization as well. So thank you so much for being here, Dawn. We really appreciate it. Again, if you want to check out other videos we've had in the past, you can check out our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. You can just search by Acquira. If there's a specific topic like separations, you can do that too in the search bar over at our archive main page. And we'll see you in a couple weeks talking more about Acquira. Thank you so much, Dawn.